2 Samuel chapter 7. And it came to pass, when the king was sitting in his house, and the Lord had given him rest on all sides from all his enemies, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I am sitting in a house of cedars, but the ark of God is residing behind a sheet." And Nathan said to the king, "Whatever is in your heart, go and do, for the Lord is with you." And it came to pass on that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, and said, "Go and say to my servant David, this is what the Lord says, will you build me a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house from the day when I brought the sons of Israel up out of Egypt up to this day, and I have been going about in a tent and in a tabernacle. Everywhere where I have gone about among all the sons of Israel, have I spoken a word with the one of the tribes of Israel which I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? So now, this is what you will say to my servant, to David. This is what the Lord of hosts says, I took you out of the pasture, from looking after the sheep, to be a leader over my people, over Israel. And I was with you everywhere you went, and I cut off all your enemies at your advance, and I made your name great, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people, for Israel, and I will plant them there, and they will dwell right there, and they will no longer shudder, and the unrighteous will no longer afflict them as at first. And ever since the day when I appointed judges over my people Israel, I have given you rest from all your enemies. And the Lord has told you that the Lord will make a house for you. When your days are fulfilled and you lie with your fathers, I will raise up your seed after you, who will come from your loins, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom age abidingly. I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. When he acts iniquitously, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the beatings of the sons of Adam. But my kindness will not depart from him, as when I withdrew it from Saul, whom I removed from you. And your house and your kingdom will be immutable age-abidingly before you. Your throne will be confirmed age-abidingly. According to all these words, and according to all of this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then King David came and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, my Lord the Lord, and who constitutes my house, that you should have brought me here? And was this just a small matter in your sight, my Lord the Lord? And moreover, you spoke to the house of your servant from afar. And is this man's right, my Lord the Lord? And what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, my Lord the Lord. It was for the sake of your word, and according to your heart, that you performed all this great thing, in making it known to your servant. Which is why you are great, my Lord the Lord, for there is none like you, and there is no God except for you, in anything which we have heard with our ears. And who is like your people, like Israel, one nation on the earth, which God proceeded to redeem to himself as a people, and to establish a name for himself, and to perform for you a great deed and awesome things for your land on account of your people whom you redeemed to yourself from Egypt, the nations and their gods. And you have established your people for yourself, Israel as your people age abidingly, and you, O Lord, have become their God. So now, O Lord God, establish the word which you spoke concerning your servant, and concerning his household age abidingly, and act as you have spoken. And may your name be magnified age abidingly, by people saying, O Lord of hosts, God over Israel, and may the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have informed your servant, saying, I will build you a house, which is why your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you. So now, my Lord the Lord, you are God, and your words will come true, and you have spoken this good thing to your servant. So now, be willing to bless the house of your servant, for it to be before you age-abidingly, because you, my Lord the Lord, have spoken, and from your blessing the house of your servant will be blessed age-abidingly.